Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of UK Business Morning. Today we have a big story about Google and clean energy. I see you're already reading about it.
Morning, Alice. Yes, it's quite a big deal. Google has just struck a $3 billion deal with Brookfield to access hydroelectric power. This is part of their race to secure clean energy for their data centers, especially with the booming demand from cloud computing and AI.
Wow, that is so cool. So they're signing two 20-year power purchase agreements. The first one will deliver up to 670 megawatts of power from Brookfield's Haltwood and Safe Harbor facilities in Pennsylvania. What's interesting is that Google might even have the option to procure power from 3 gigawatts worth of hydroelectric assets through future projects.
Right. And the power from these facilities that Google doesn't need will be funneled to electricity markets across the US. So it's not just about Google. This could actually benefit the broader energy market.
Exactly, and Google says this is part of their effort to responsibly grow the digital infrastructure that powers daily life for people, communities, and businesses. But let's not forget, tech companies are really racing to meet AI's intense energy demands while easing environmental concerns.
Yeah, and it's not just Google. Data center developers have been striking similar deals to finance wind and solar farms. But the focus on hydroelectric power here reflects a political and regulatory shift towards firm sources of renewable energy.
What does that mean, Lewis?
Firm sources are those that provide a consistent power supply regardless of the weather or time of day. Unlike wind or solar, which depend on environmental conditions, hydroelectric power can be more reliable. That's why companies like Meta have also been moving in this direction. They recently agreed to buy the output of a nuclear plant in Illinois for 2 decades.
Oh, right, and President Trump's fiscal bill, which was passed this month, actually retains production and investment tax credits for hydroelectric power until 2036. That's a big incentive.
Yes, and it's important to note that wind and solar projects will lose these credits unless they are placed in service by the end of 2027 or begin construction within the next 12 months. So the shift towards hydro is not just strategic, but also financially driven.
Wow, and the scale of this is massive. According to the International Energy Agency, by 2030, the US will consume more energy for processing data than for manufacturing aluminum, steel, cement, and chemicals combined.
That's staggering. And globally, data centers could consume 945 terawatt hours of electricity by 2030. So the demand is growing at an incredible rate.
I think it's also worth mentioning what Brookfield's president, Connor Teskey, said. He mentioned that their partnership with Google demonstrates the critical role that hydroelectric power can play in helping hyperscale data center customers meet their energy goals.
Right, and he added that delivering power at scale and from a range of sources will be required to meet the growing electricity demands from digitalization and artificial intelligence. That's definitely the takeaway here.
But there are concerns too. Customer advocates have raised worries about the impact of ballooning data center demand on household prices. If tech giants like Google, Microsoft, Amazon, and Meta are securing so much energy, what happens to the rest of us?
That's a valid concern. Industry figures are pushing direct power purchase agreements, like today's deal, as a way for these tech companies to help pay for extra generation. This could ease capacity and cost pressures, but it's still a balancing act.
So to sum up, Lewis, this $3 billion deal between Google and Brookfield is part of a broader trend in the tech industry to secure reliable, clean energy sources. It's about meeting the growing demands of AI and cloud computing while addressing environmental concerns.
Exactly, Alice. And it's not just about sustainability. It's also about the economics of energy production and the shifting regulatory landscape. This deal could set a precedent for how other tech companies approach their energy needs in the future.
Thanks for joining me today, Lewis. We'll be back next week with more on the UK business scene. Until then.
And thank you for listening. Have a great day.